Later this morning, Greenpeace activist Colin Russell heads off to Amsterdam on what is likely to be an anxious trip because he's one of the so-called Arctic 30, arrested and put in a St. Petersburg jail when Greenpeace vessel Arctic Sunrise was raided and seized by Russian authorities last September. The vessel has now been released by the Russian authorities after being held for 10 months. The Arctic 30 had a harrowing ordeal during their imprisonment in Russia, but Colin Russell told Greg Borschmann he also found life back home challenging too.
Colin Russell calls himself an old hippie sailor, but the last 10 months have hardly been smooth sailing. First, there was the trauma of his seizure on the high seas in the Arctic. Then, 100 days in a crowded, dirty Russian prison. Charged with piracy for the simple act of protest, he was told he would be shot if he tried to escape. Home in Hobart since last Christmas, he still gets nightmares and doesn't sleep well. As he got ready to leave Australia today to join the Arctic Sunrise in Amsterdam tomorrow, I asked him how he was travelling, personally.
Well, look, I admit I've had some help. I knew I would have to take care of myself. It's like post-traumatic stress. I was at the height of my adrenaline for 100 days, and to come down from that, I sort of thought would take some time. When I first got home, I was loath to sort of leave the house. I felt so secure in my own home. And slowly I made my way out into the community, and people were absolutely wonderful to me. No one ever sort of had a go at me or anything like that, which, you know, was sort of in the back of my mind. I don't know why, but everyone was very supportive of me and what we'd done and what we've achieved. So what I'm feeling now is a bit of anxiety. The ship arrives on Saturday morning, so I've got to really just see what happens when I actually go back to where I was taken from all those months ago. And at that time, the door of my office was bashed in. And I suppose in a way I'm going back to close that door and resume my duties. So I'm going back to work, basically.
What was the most troubling part of your experience in Russia? Were you ever truly fearful, and of what?
I think in the first days, when we left the vessel in the harbour there in Murmansk, they said we'd be 4 hours. So we left the vessel. I had the clothes on my back and an extra pullover, and that was it. And we were taken to the investigative committee's building where we were, told we were going to be charged with piracy. We had no lawyers. We didn't know what was going on. I don't know. I just nodded my head. I didn't know what to say. And then it was about 2 o'clock in the morning by this time. We were taken to a remand jail. I was with the captain and one other fellow held up in this cell. And when that iron door first closed, I think I felt, oh my God, what have I got myself into here? And then the next morning we were taken to the courthouse. This policeman was ushering us into this armoured vehicle that transports the prisoners. You couldn't see out, you couldn't hear anything. We were just locked in a cage inside a van. And the guy said to me, he said, listen, I've got this gun on my hip. It's loaded. If you try to escape, I will shoot to kill. And I thought from then on, oh my God, I'm in a bit of trouble. So that was the beginning of it. I think I couldn't go any lower than that.
You're not keen to criticise Russia or the Russians. Why not?
The Russian people are beautiful people. They are like you and me. And just like Australia, I mean, we cannot be completely responsible for what the authorities do. Their system is different to ours. And I suppose, in a way, I was there. I was within their system. And I had to really cop it the way it was. There was no getting out of that.
The system is certainly different. You were under arrest and detained for 100 days. You were guilty. You were pardoned, but never tried. How is that possible?
Yeah, the Russian system is quite hard to understand, but I was told by my final lawyer, I had three lawyers while I was there, but the last lawyer said that although you're accused, it is very hard for you to say you're innocent. It's like, you're guilty before the trial.
In other words, if you're charged, you're guilty.
Yeah, in a way, and that goes for everybody. I was in, I think there's, 200,000 people in pre-trial detention. And they're all the same. They're all accused of something, but you're held in this extraordinary conditions, you know, that are, I don't know, it's going back to the Dark Ages, I thought, you know, in these cells, the conditions of the prisons was not good. It was that they were all falling apart. They needed maintenance that was dirty, you know. And all these people were the same, you know. They all were accused, and you had to prove you were innocent. So you were actually guilty until proven innocent. Is that a way to put it? I mean, we're innocent until proven guilty in Australia. So it's sort of the reverse, and that's their system.
How difficult is it then for Greenpeace staff and supporters working in Russia? I don't think that's widely appreciated in the West, that there is a Greenpeace presence in Russia. That must be a difficult assignment.
I take my hat off to those guys. They're passionate about saving the Arctic. They're passionate about, you know, exposing companies like Gazprom for what it is, for them drilling for oil in such a remote and wild place that, you know, if they had an oil spill, I mean, what are they going to do? How are they going to contain an oil spill if there's ice everywhere? I mean, these are the questions that Greenpeace are asking, and we don't get any answers. The first leg of our journey, we went up on the North Sea route, and we passed way up to the north of the islands and came down into the Kara Sea, and they were conducting a lot of seismic testing. It's like there's an oil frenzy up there, an oil rush. And we were boarded by the FSB agencies then. The Coast Guard came and boarded us, and after threats of fire, they were going to fire on us if we didn't hove to and allow them to come and inspect our vessel. And after the 2 or 3, 4 hours or whatever it was that took them to decide that we were okay and we could leave the area, we asked them a question, and it was, what will you do if there's an oil spill in the Arctic? And their answer was, we have no plan. There is no contingency for that. So that's coming from them. They don't know what they will do if oil spills.
Leaving is always very hard for a sailor, but you have your wife, Chrissy, and daughter, Madeline, that you've got to say goodbye to again. How hard is that going to be this time round, knowing what you know now?
My girls are just two very beautiful people. They support me, have supported me over the last 15 years. So they're continually giving me the biggest hugs and saying that I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for everybody, the future generations. They don't have a problem with me going. I love them to bits.
That's Greenpeace crew member Colin Russell speaking to Greg Borschmann. Colin Russell, one of the Arctic 30, who heads to Amsterdam later this morning to be reunited with his colleagues and their vessel, the Arctic Sunrise, after he was jailed.